And welcome to another edition of Right Here, Right Now, coming to you from the Triangle Sports Network. That's at T Sportsnet on Twitter, and I'm Peter Katrumpis, your host. Follow me at PK Sport, where we talk about and give you quick updates on sports happenings in the Triangle. Heading into Friday night's matchup with the Carolina Hurricanes hosting the Toronto Maple Leafs, head coach Bill Peters has changed the lineup a little bit in order to get his guys going and trying to put a couple more pucks in the net as he faces his mentor and former boss Mike Babcock, head coach of the Toronto Maple Leafs. Toronto comes into the game winners of four of their last five, while Carolina is winless in four. Both teams have been working hard to try and get their teams going as both coaches are still rebuilding, so to speak, the core of their teams. Peters has implemented and changed his lines and adjusted the fourth to include Nathan Gerby, Jay McClement, and Brad Malone. I had a chance to talk with all three today, who indicated that though the team has been a little frustrated in trying to score goals and the lineup changes have made it a little more challenging to try and settle in, they're hoping that their energy combined will be enough to try to put that spark into the rest of the team against the Leafs. Here's what they had to say. Talk about your game. How are you feeling? Where are you at right now compared to maybe the same point last
year? It's a little bit, I don't know, I mean, I feel like the start of the year last year, it took a while for my line to kind of sort itself out. And there's a lot of, you know, moving pieces on our front end right now. There's a lot of different combinations and played with a lot of different guys. But, you know, I think with Brad coming back in tonight, that's obviously something that we played a lot together last year. So if we can, you know, get some solidarity there on our line and gain some more trust with Bill and be more responsible line like we were last year. And hopefully we can do that at least with, with groups tonight. It always helps with having some more skill and speed on our other side, which is what we had last year with Patty. So, it's just trying to figure it out right now and still trying to, you know, I think obviously the lines are changing a lot. So it's tough sometimes, but, we hopefully we're back on track.
So talking with Jay, just back in the lineup, you know, trying to get your line going, things like that. You guys are all facing the same thing, scoring goals and so forth. I mean, what do you see as what you need to do and what your line needs to do to help the team get where it needs to go?
Personally, I think I need to, you know, just get on the forecheck, bring some energy to, you know, the building and the bench, and, you know, kind of be, have things going. Puck in the right direction. I think, you know, last year when we kind of found our groove, we obviously had some fortunate bounces, but, you know, we were playing in their end and, you know, playing structured hockey. So I think, when we do that, we get an opportunity to hem a set of D and a line in their zone, and then we can, you know, get a good change and get, you know, whatever line it is that's up next, with tire bodies on the ice. I think that's, you know, always an opportunity to either draw a penalty or get a scoring opportunity. So. It's just the little details we got to get back to, just be good, solid teammates and, you know, just play the right way.
Well, and talk about, this team's gone two games without penalties, but, you know, really, you guys play more, maybe play more on the edge, you know, so you may catch a couple, but really the impact of your style of game and his is really to play a little more gritty. Is that not a correct assessment?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's, I hope that, you know, that's one of the characteristics people use to define my game is, you know, to be gritty and, you know, hard to play against. And there's a difference between taking a good penalty and a bad penalty. I think, in the offensive zone, I don't think that's a place where you want to take a penalty. But if it's on a back check, you know, to break up a scoring chance, or if you're playing, you know, just playing hard and, you know, a circumstance arises and you take a penalty, I think that's it's a different story.
You feel you've been inhibiting yourself a little bit this season when you've been out there, or just hasn't been working? Because usually that part plays out first and then all of a sudden some offense pops out. At least that's what happened last year.
Yeah, no, I think... I don't think I'm really inhibiting myself. I think it's just situational. I don't think, you can't really run around in this league, if you want to play the system. So the game's got to come to you a little bit. Obviously, I think, mentally, I think sitting out for four games, I realize that it's, you know, it's got to be a hard, heavy workload every opportunity I get. So maybe I got a little complacent there, really, and just trying to, you know, thinking it'd come a little easier. But, you know, I think sitting off of these, you know, these games, it kind of made me realize what, you know, what it takes.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, there's a good part of that that we don't take a lot, but I think, you know, we maybe could play a little closer to the edge, I guess, with physicality, and obviously getting Bugsy back in there, and that's a big part of his game, so that's something that he can bring, and I've been trying to do that the last little while, too, because that's something that our line needs to make sure that we're consistent at being physical or being a presence in that facet of the game, so... Obviously, bringing him back in there, that's not something we want to do, is take penalties, but I think we can play a little closer to that physical line.
Right, just create something more. I mean, you feel a little more handcuffed by not compared to what you played or how you played your game and with guys like Brad on the line.
I don't know about that, but it's just something that we all think as a team we just need to do a little bit more of to a man for sure, and that's something that we've talked about a lot, so it's not the makeup of everybody, but everybody can chip in a little bit with getting on the body, and you know, we're a good skating team, so you're going to be in there on the forecheck. I think we definitely you get more chances and you stir up more turnovers and everything starts to happen when you start to get on that physical game a little bit more.
Okay, great. Thanks.
With Jay and Brad, you know, the role of third, fourth lines, you know, and everybody really is to play those hard minutes and really create something. I can say there's maybe been a little bit of frustration for a lot of players that maybe goals aren't coming in or, you know, opportunities, you know, you can put yourself in that boat. I mean, what's been happening for you and what are you doing really to prep for tonight? You know, this could be a tide turner in a way.
Nothing changed for me. I'm not frustrated. I know how hard it is in this league to score goals. I mean, everyone in this league knows how hard it is to score goals. There's a lot of guys who haven't scored as much as they want, but can't let the frustration get in. But you just go out and continue to do the same things. As far as the role, you know, I think we're a line that could be very effective. You know, there's no doubt in my mind we can score goals, and you know that can come.
A couple of games, teams gone without penalties. Obviously, that's trying to play responsibly and so forth. But at the same time, maybe a little bit of edge has been missing.
Yeah.
Do you see that you guys can maybe offer that tonight and really maybe spark the team like you guys did last year at times?
Yeah. No, I think as a line, if we bring our game, bring our energy, physicality, and you know, I think just our emotion level to the game, you know, it'd be nice. I think we're missing a little bit of that, but as far as penalties, I don't know. It's been a lot of games where it really hasn't been many penalties, so I don't know if that's league wide. I'm not sure with every team, but as far as us, I feel like, you know, we don't take a lot of penalties and we don't draw a lot of penalties.
But you guys don't. It's not kind of a directive coming down, beware, be careful, that kind of inhibits your play rather than, you know, you go out and if something happens, okay, you're in the box, but you guys will kill it. So it's not something that you feel has been inhibiting you guys from holding back and how hard you guys play, right?
Yeah, no, I mean, you can't think about holding back.
Sure.
Just go play. Every ref calls the game differently. So sometimes maybe you might have 4 penalties and 0 and 1. It changes all the time. So I think we're confident enough in our PK anyways to get the job done. So we're not worried about that.
That'll do it for today's segment of Right Here, Right Now, coming to you from the Triangle Sports Network at TSportsNet on Twitter. I'm Peter Katrumpis at PK Sport. Give us a follow and keep up to date with the news that we present to you on all happenings from Triangle Area Sports on a daily and a weekly basis. Have a great day.